We are learning Maseches Yuma Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. The sixth inui that's brought down the Mishnah is Tashrish Amita. Now, how do you know that's called inui? Tashrish Amita, the Ikri Inu Minala, and the Chassid says in the Pasuk that Lavan tells Yaakov that make sure take care of my daughters, and it says like this: Imtana es benoisai, v'mtigach noshim al benoisai. It says, don't be ma'ana my daughters, and don't take extra wives on my daughters. That's what it says in the pasuk. Tikach noshim al benoisai. Yeah. So imtana means mitashmish, that you should make sure to mekayim the mitzvahs oina with them. V'mtigach mitzores, and tikach means to give them, get extra wives on them. Don't do that either. Those are two things he says. So you see, lashon inui mitashmish. And menias tashmish we call inui. Not giving them tashmish we call inui. It says imtana. So it's a raya inui. Not having tashmish is inui. Maybe the pasuk is idi v'idi mitzores. Maybe they both mean tzores. And you read the pasuk like this: imtanes benoisai, namely to take tigach noshim. Maybe it's like a perish in the pasuk. Maybe they both don't want tzores. Don't be tanes benoisai. What does that mean? Tigach noshim. So it says no. Miksev im tigach v'im tigach. That's just a new thing. Imtanes benoisai v'im tigach. Smash. What's a new thing? Ve'ema idi v'idi mitzores. Both are tzores. And what means like this: chad tzores today. One thing is like this: don't make Bila and Zilpa regular wives. And the other thing means to take wives from the outside. V'chal tzaris da'asin lai ma'alma. Dumya de'im tikach. De'im tikach means ma'alma. Im tanas benoisa would mean to make Bila and Zilpa into regular wives. For the Gemara, that you wouldn't say in that order. Miksev im tikach m'tana, im tana im tikach siv. It says, if you want to read like that, so tzaris da'alma are worse. So you first say, don't do the worst thing. Then you say, you don't want to do this. So it should have said, you shouldn't do imtikach, then imtana. You don't first say imtana, then imtikach. So it can't mean that either. So therefore we know it means, imtana's benoisa means tashmish, imtikach mitzaros means, imtikach means tzaros. That's the final pshat. Omle rapapa la baya. But we find the opposite. Tashmish gufa ikri inu. You find something, tashmish itself is called inu. It says by Shechem with Dina, by Yishkav oisa, by Ye'anah. So you see that Tashmish is called Inui. And what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is that a Ribui Tashmish could be called Inui. So therefore, who said Imtana es benoisai means to take away Tashmish? Maybe it means don't do too much Tashmish, like Shechem. Maybe that's what it means. So what's the Raya? That Menias Tashmish is called Inui. I'm letting you know. Hasam Vayana means like this. She'ina Mabias Acheris. So here Rashi learns, a lot of Shatam Rishayim, but Rashi learns what it means is that he made her get into a matzav where she was misave loy, and then he pulled back. And that was big inui for her. That's what means a biyash acheris. That was the inui he gave Dina. There's another pshat that means biyash like a darka, but Rashi does not like that pshat, ayin sham. But Rashi and Chumash said the pshat. That's why the Mepharshim will ask the kasha, the achar, the stira in Rashi, including Masoreh Shas of an art right here, as the stira as well. Look to Gemara Vayit. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in a brisa. We're now going to go into the Hilchas Rechitza. We know now that you can't have Rechitza on Yom Kippur, and now we go into the Halachas of Rechitza. Tanu Rabbanu, also Lirchitz Mixes Gufay, Chal Gufay. The Halacha of Rechitza is also even part of the Guf. That means you can't even wash your hands or your face on Yom Kippur. It's not only your whole Guf. If someone is dirty, Rechitz Kedarka Menachayshish, you can wash that off and you don't have to worry about it. And the way Taisus learns, the reason is, because it's not called Rechitza Shel Tainug. Taking off dirt is not called Rechitza Shel Tainug, and therefore, it is mutter to do that. The same thing with Sicha. Also, Lasuch mixes Gufa Kechal Gufa. You can't smear part of your Guf like all Guf. If he was sick, or he had these pimples on his head, he's allowed to do Sicha, and he doesn't have to worry about it. Now, the Ran is a dayik, but other sicha shel tainug that's not shel tainug is also to do. Only if he's sick could he do the sicha, but by any other reason he can't do it, even if it's not shel tainug. Tana dvei menashe, Rav Shimon ben Omer, medicha, what it is like this, it's before we get to Gemara, we'll see a few places, and the Ran learns like that you need a special reason to make it mutter. But not pshat, if it's like parah, if it's not rechitza shel tainug, is it mutter or not? What's an afkamina? You want to wash dishes. You're washing dishes, your hands get wet. So, I'm not doing a little tainuk, I'm trying to wash dishes. No, but on the other hand, you're not dirty, and you don't have pimples on your head, so it could be it's also. From the Ran, it could be it's also to do that. Therefore, as an Indian, if you don't wash dishes on Yom Kippur or on Tisha B'Av, to wear gloves for that reason, because it could be a shayla of rechitza shenatayim. Chayes v'shaynim. Taisus of daf ayin vav and aleph says that called the most hecha the ainu b'shul tainik shari. Taisus learns not like the Rambam, but the chayes v'shaynim about it, and therefore it's an inyan to be chayes for those v'shaynim. Tana the Rav Nasha, Rav Shimon Milaymer, Medicha ishi yada achas b'mayim. She could wash negelvas on one of her hands. When they send us pasatino, you don't worry about it because the law is they not let her touch food before you wash negelvas. So you can wash. You only need one hand to feed the tinnik. So wash one hand and feed the tinnik. Amulav Hashamei Azakin. So they rosh lahachal biyad achas. So we learn the pasuk pshat is that Hashamei Azakin did not held. There was no heter to wash your hands for this reason. But the Chazal came. They made him wash both hands and serve with both hands. My time on Abayim Shem Shifsa, because the Ruach Ra called Shifsa. And that's what Rashi learns, that Shifsa is the regular Ruach Ra in the morning. Tosfos on top of Amar Beis, right here, argues on Rashi and learns that it's not that Ruach Ra, the regular morning Ruach Ra, you let it wash your hands, even if you're not feeding children, because it sounds like for the way Rashi is the Sugya, the only time you let it wash your hands, well, you're feeding children, unless you feed yourself, you can't. And some are. Because some are saying, hell, that you let her wash your hands for that. You know, you let her daven without that. The Taisa brings down such a style like that. Taisa brings down such a style like that. That we paskin, Levine said, we paskin that about that you do wash your hands for everything, like Taisa's, that we wash our hands. Akaponim, there's another upshot in Shammai Zakon, also, I'm not getting into it now, also, but the bottom line is you can wash your hands in the morning. Tana Abana. There's another case here where you could put yourself through rechitza for a mitzvah. You're going to greet your father, which is a mitzvah kiddush aveim, or play rabbi, or your rebbe, or play mitzvah, which means v'chachma, someone's bigger than v'chachma, or v'al tzavari v'mayim. You let it go in the water until your neck in water. You should not worry about rechitza, and you also not worry about your clothing getting wet. That's also, it's not a sekresha, you're not worried about your clothing getting wet either. What about Rabbi Yitzhak Talmud? The Talmud can't make it, and the Rabbi wants to go learn with the Talmud, but he can't make it in. Could I walk there through water? My Toshema, the Rabbi Yitzhak Barachana, Anoch Hazisi, Le Zeiri, Iso Zeiri, the Ozo Legabe, Rav Chia Barash Tamide. He went to Chia Barash Tamide, and he went through the water. So I see he did that. Rav Ashi Yomano is not a Raya. The story got the story wrong. Rav Ashi Yomahu, Rav Chia Barashi, who does the Gabe Zeiri? Rav Chia Barashi went to Zeiri, Rabbi, to his Rabbi. Rava Shara Lebnei Aver Yamina Lemeva Mamayel and Tuya Peira. He let the certain city, the people of Aver Yamina, to go across the water to watch the Peiris. That means Makam Hefsid, also he allowed them to walk through the water. Again, it's not Rechitza Shaltain, again, Makam Hefsid, or Makam Mitzvah, they allowed it. Omle Abayla Rava, Tainam Say, Allah Khmer Rayapam Abraisa. Shaimri Peiris, Oivri Matsavara Mamayim. They could go until the neck in the water of Echosh and not worried about Rechitza on Yom Kippur. Rav Yosef Sharlul Beit Harbu Lemevar B'maya Lemesi LePirka. He allowed them to come in Kippur to hear a shir and go through the water, but Lemezel LeSharlul. But to go home, that already not. It's a mitzvah to go to the shir. To go home already, I didn't let them go through the water. I'm like, Abaye, we can't have the lost love. They're not going to want to come next year because they'll say, oh, I had to stay the whole rest of Yom Kippur in the shul. I'm not going to come. So in order to facilitate that they come, yeah, they allowed them even to go back through the water. Ikadamra, Sharulu Lemezi, Sharulu Mezel. The Ikadamra was the opposite way, that they started, they already let them right away, they let them go back and forth. And I'm going to buy a Vishnu Lemezi to go, Lechai, understand, it's a mitzvah. And Lemezel, my time, why, how can they go back? So the Gemara Kadesh Loite Machshin lost love, it shouldn't be Machshin lost love. And the Shonim speak out, that the Gavin Aturi Peri, about they can't go back. Because that's a hefsid. Yeah, that's not a head to go back. But here, the guy with the mitzvah, Pirka, they're not going to come back next year. They'll come. For the hefsid, they'll come anyway. Therefore, there's no head to. Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel, by Rav Yehuda, have a kaimah aguda in the har. They were standing on the banks of Nahar Papa, Amabra the Chatzadad, by the ferry of Chatzad, where the crossing is. Have a kairam by Papa Achgisa. Ron and Papa was on the other side. Rambulu Kala, Ma'u Lameibad, 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 could I come to you, Lameibad, Lameibad, to ask you a question of learning? Omalei Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda answered, there'll be two versions of who answered what. Omalei Rav Yehuda answered, Rav Vishmuel, the Arantavayu, these two of Rav said, Oyver, Obasu Yetzi Yodam Takas Chapas Chalukai. You could go, but don't take your hands outside your robe. Why not? Because Rashi learns, Shaila Vaitzah. In those days, the robes they wore it over the hands. It was like a robe that went over the whole body, like a little like a tent. It went over the whole body. They take the hands out, They're putting it on the shoulders, the robe. And carrying a robe on your shoulders is an Isra Hitzah. That's one of the Pshat, and we'll learn Rashi's Pshat. That's why he said that you can't, you could go, but you can't pick up your hands out of your chaluk. Ikadamri, the same thing, just different people saying it. Ikadamri, only Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda said it, and he said it from a Braisa. Tanina, oyver ovach lo yetz yodav takas chapt bluka. You could go, but you can't take your hands out of the chaluk. Maskula Rav Yosef, stamazoi, are you allowed to walk through a brook, through a river, on even the weekday? It's sakana. Of a chaluke gav mishari, v'aksev says in the pasuk. We had this following thing that we'll learn now. We had it in Masechet Shkalim. I don't remember, probably. V'achsev says in the Pasuk, with the Nevuah, that the Nevuah that Yechezkel got about the stream that left the Kodesh HaKadoshim and it went through Yerushalayim and kept it going, and turned into a big river. So it says, I measured 1,000 Amos and I went till my waist. Mekan Shemut Lavar Ad Masnayim. I skipped. It went till his ankles. That you let it walk through the brook if it's only ankle high. That was till his knees. That was next 1,000 went up till his knees. Is he allowed to go through the river until your knees? Went till his waist. You let it go through a river until your waist. Anything higher than that is osur. He couldn't pass it by. So you see, you're not allowed to go in a river that higher than your waist. So how are you allowed to cross these rivers that were presumably high in the waist? You see, you had to pick your hands outside the chaluk. It sounded like it was high in the waist. Don't bring me a raya from a nachal. A nachal is redife maya. The water was running very strong there, and therefore was dangerous. It was more dangerous. Yochel Yavarein Besichu, maybe let us swim. Tamaloimar ki go hamayim meisachu. May meisachu, shiuta, it means someone who swims. And the water was stronger than someone who could swim. Shikarim l'shayata asiyacha, they call a swimmer asiyacha. Yochel Yavarein Berdi Ketana, go into a small boat. Tamaloimar bat helech boy ani shayit. We'll see that the Targum says that means a small boat. Yochi Avreina Bebaruni. It's all talking about that. This pasuk actually is talking about something else, but they say we're selling it to that river. Yochi Avreina Bebaruni Gedola, going to a big ship. Tamalavitsi Adli Avreina. Even a big ship won't be able to pass by. My mash. But how you know this means a small ship and a big ship? We're talking about Rav Yosef, Letezoba Besfinas Sidon. Don't go in it in a Sfinas Sidon. Uburni Rabasi Lotexuna. Don't pass by in a big Burni, a big ship. A small ship, a big ship. He couldn't go, this nachal was so wide. The Mashal has a kasha, that your kasha, he says, what do you mean, you find a lot of big oceans, big ships going big oceans? So he says, no, this nachal must have been very, very choppy. He couldn't go, it's like these rapids, like the Colorado Wild River, I don't know, you know, you couldn't even go in a big ship. You couldn't, the big rapids, you couldn't even go, that's the type of river this was. That's the type of river this was. Let's just see one more Gemara. Amrav, well, you're not allowed to go on the weekday.
How can you be mad for me that you can't go in regular water up until your...
Right, the Mar's Terrace was Nachal Shani. Come on, our answer. Shani Nachal, the Radifi. This the Radifi. The Mar's now is continuing out just saying about that Nachal. And they won't continue for a while for that. Om Rav Yehuda Pazi, Af Malcha Moves, even the Malcha Moves doesn't have to go through this. Ksiv Hacha Baal Telech Boy, Ani Shayit, Loshen Shayit. Ksiv Hacha Meshayit Aretz, this is about Malcha Moves, Meshayit Aretz. And you see from here that even the Malcha Moves can't go through this river.